Wall Street had some good days this week, especially bank stocks. But by week's end, a dismal report on the home market sent stock prices down again. To find out how banks are doing and how the overall economy is faring, we called David Wessel. He's economics editor of The Wall Street Journal. Good morning.
Good morning.
Let's start with banks, the companies that are the backbone of the financial system. What are the measures to say that they're looking healthier?
Well, the banks have been reporting that they made a lot of loans that aren't worth the money they lent and taking write-offs. So I think the two most important measures are, can they raise capital? Are people investing money in banks? And secondly, are they expanding their lending so the rest of the economy can keep going?
And are they doing those things?
Well, some banks have raised a lot of capital, and some of the stronger banks are lending at a pretty good clip. But a lot of the banks are not, and we don't really know whether more of the banks will tell us that they have problems that they haven't disclosed and will things get worse, or is the worst behind us?
Are we focusing too much on the sectors that are in trouble? Is there a larger picture that we should be looking at?
Well, there's always a glass half full, half empty problem when you look at the economy. But one of the striking things at the moment is that we are told that we've had the worst financial crisis since the Great Depression. Yet the government's going to report next week, almost certainly, that the economy kept growing through the second quarter. So I think there is some strength in the economy. Exports have been very strong. Business financing outside of the auto industry and outside of the financial sector is in pretty good shape. And consumers say they're really bummed out. Consumer confidence surveys are very depressing numbers. But except for cars and boats and other really big ticket items, consumer spending has held up reasonably well so far.
Well, one thing that's making people happy is that oil prices are going down, and we've been reporting on that all week. But is that a trend?
We sure hope so, because what happened here is that house prices fell, so people were really stretched. The government passed a stimulus bill that gave people a little bit of money, and then the oil producers took it all away. And so families are definitely being squeezed. They're not getting wage increases. There's more unemployment. And then a lot of the money that people do have is going to food and energy prices. So a major concern of people who worry about the economy is, will this oil price decline that we've seen the last couple of days continue? Because if it doesn't, that's really bad news.
And is it connected to the bigger economic picture?
Yes. If the global economy slows down, demand for oil should come down, and with it should come down the price of oil. So that's what the optimists have been hoping will happen. It's just until recently, it didn't look like it was happening.
Let's talk about the really big news this week, and that is the mortgage rescue bill. Does this change the economic landscape in the country?
It doesn't change the economic landscape. It applies a couple more Band-Aids to the problem, helping some people who have mortgages that are worth more than their values of the house get out of them, providing some money to state and local governments to buy foreclosed houses. And it prevents the collapse of these big mortgage giants, Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac.
But that's short-term.
That's short-term.
So there's still some long-term things that we really don't know.
Sure. Housing prices are still coming down. If housing prices go down another 10 or 20%, well, Freddie and Fannie are fully invested in mortgages. They're going to have a hard time.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
That's David Wessel. He's the economics editor of The Wall Street Journal.